So Donald Trump landed in Beijing, China after 9 years. Why did he go to China? Not because of some simple meeting. Trump went to China because the relationship between America and China now decides the direction of the global economy, technology, wars, oil prices, markets, almost everything. And did you see the atmosphere in Beijing when Trump arrived? It made one thing very clear. China wants this meeting to look historic. China did not conduct a cold welcome. The red carpet was rolled out, a full military honor guard stood ready, children welcomed Trump with performances, the Great Hall of People was decorated like a global power summit was happening. And then came the handshake between US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Just think about it. China and Russia both were supporting Venezuela and Iran against US and Israel. And we also know that China and Russia were buying Venezuelan oil through shadow fleets, ghost tankers, black market routes, basically bypassing US sanctions. US didn't like it, so what did US do? They picked up Maduro and took control over Venezuelan oil supply routes. Now because of that, China is immediately cut off from cheap energy. The same we saw with Iran. Strait of Hormuz has been blocked by US. Here also China is cut off from cheap Iranian energy. China's economy heavily depends on coal and then comes cheap imported energy that is oil. Factories, heavy industry, exports, workshop of the world, everything needs energy. China doesn't have enough oil of its own. So it used to buy from Venezuela, Iran, Russia, basically anyone selling at discount, China will take it. So if you control those taps, you slow down China's industrial machine. And that's what US did. It took control of the taps from where China used to get cheap discounted oil. And now when you see China rolling out red carpet on Trump's arrival, what looks warm and nice on camera actually carries a lot of hidden tension underneath. Because behind the smiles, there are trade wars, AI chip wars, Taiwan tensions, Iran conflict, and the biggest economic rivalry on earth. So in today's video, let's understand what really happened inside this Trump-Xi Jinping summit. Why both sides suddenly sounded so friendly and what this could mean for the future of the world. The moment Trump entered the Great Hall, he immediately started praising China's welcome ceremony. He said he had never seen an honor like this before. But interestingly, it wasn't the military display that impressed him the most. It was the children. Trump specifically mentioned how happy and beautiful the children looked during the ceremony and said they represented so much. Now politically, this matters because these are not random comments. In diplomacy, every sentence is calculated. China carefully designed the visuals to create a softer image, not an aggressive superpower. China wanted to show itself as a stable civilization, a disciplined nation, a country projecting confidence. And Trump played along perfectly. Then Trump moved to something even more important. He reminded everyone that he and Xi Jinping had one of the longest personal relationships between any American and Chinese presidents. And he said something very interesting. Whenever there was a problem, I would call you and you would call me. We worked it out very quickly. That line tells you a lot. Despite all the public drama over tariffs, sanctions, Taiwan and technology bans, both sides still maintained direct communication channels at the top. And honestly, global markets wanted to hear exactly that. Because right now the world economy is already under pressure from the Iran war, rising oil prices, inflation fears, and unstable supply chains. The last thing global investors want is another full-scale US-China economic war. And that's where Xi Jinping's speech became extremely important. Xi Jinping did not sound aggressive. In fact, his entire message was built around one idea, cooperation over confrontation. He repeatedly said China and America should be partners, not rivals. But then Xi Jinping used a very famous geopolitical phrase, the Thucydides trap. Now this sounds academic, but the meaning is simple. Historically, when a rising power challenges an existing superpower, it often leads to conflict or war. Now who is the rising power? It is China, and the United States is the existing superpower. So China's rise against American dominance creates exactly that danger today. And Xi Jinping was basically asking, can China and America avoid that trap? Can they compete without destroying global stability? That was the deeper message hidden inside his speech. And if you notice carefully, Xi Jinping also indirectly referenced the Iran war. Without naming anyone directly, he asked whether major powers can meet global challenges together and provide more stability for the world. That line was aimed straight at Washington, because right now the Middle East conflict is already shaking oil markets globally. Even American states like New Mexico are suddenly expecting huge oil revenue gains because crude prices are rising again. So China's concern is obvious. Beijing does not want another uncontrolled global crisis while its own economy is slowing down. But here is where things become really interesting. While both leaders were publicly talking about friendship, but the real battle that is happening behind the scenes is actually about AI and technology, especially Nvidia chips. While this summit was taking place, the US government had quietly approved around 10 Chinese firms to buy Nvidia's H200 AI chips. These are among the most powerful AI chips in the world. Companies like Alibaba, Tencent, ByteDance, and JD.com have received approvals. And this matters because AI has become the new Cold War battlefield. Whoever dominates AI may dominate the future economy, military systems, robotics, cyber warfare, everything. Earlier, Nvidia controlled almost 95% of China's advanced AI chip market. But after American export restrictions, the entire relationship became complicated. Now here's the twist. Even after getting an approval from the US government, deliveries of these chips are yet to happen. Why? Because Chinese firms themselves have become cautious after importing Nvidia chips from the US, after receiving explicit guidance from the Chinese government. Customs authorities have blocked entry of US-approved H200 chips at Chinese ports in January 2026. Why? Because the Chinese government aims to promote its domestic semiconductor industry and doesn't want future dependence on US. Now that tells you something very important. This is no longer just a business competition. Technology itself has now become geopolitical weaponry, and both countries know it. That's why Trump had to personally visit China along with top American business leaders with him. Not just politicians, we are talking about names connected to America's biggest technology and industrial giants. People linked with AI, electric vehicles, semiconductors, manufacturing, agriculture, aviation, all sectors that define future global power. Trump openly said, "We brought the best businessmen in the world." Because his strategy is pretty clear: reduce tensions, stabilize trade, and secure large Chinese purchases of American goods, especially agriculture and aircraft deals. In many ways, this summit is all about preventing another damaging tariff war like the last one. And honestly, both economies need breathing space right now. China's economy is facing slowing growth and youth unemployment concerns. America is facing inflation pressure, election pressure, and war-related economic uncertainty. So neither side wants total escalation at this moment. But don't mistake the smiles for trust. Huge disagreements still exist. Taiwan remains one of the biggest flashpoints. The US recently approved a massive weapons package for Taiwan, which China strongly opposes. For Beijing, Taiwan is not just a political issue. It's about territorial sovereignty and national identity. For America, Taiwan is a strategic partner in the Indo-Pacific and a critical semiconductor hub. And this issue alone has the potential to trigger a serious military crisis in the future. Then there is the Iran war. Trump completely avoided mentioning disagreements with China over Iran during his public remarks. But behind closed doors, the issue definitely exists. China depends heavily on Middle Eastern energy imports. America's action in the region directly affects Chinese energy security and global shipping routes. So while cameras captured the smile of these two leaders, behind closed door discussions were far more serious. And that's why this summit feels so important globally. Because this is no longer just a meeting between two presidents. This is the meeting between the world's biggest military power and the world's biggest manufacturing and rising technological power. And both sides understand one thing very clearly. If the US and China start serious confrontation, the entire world economy could shake with them. That's why both Trump and Xi Jinping repeatedly used words like stability, cooperation, future and partnership, even if deep competition continues underneath. In fact, the most fascinating part of this summit was that both leaders are trying to manage rivalry without letting it explode into open conflict. Almost like two heavyweight boxers standing face to face, smiling for the cameras while calculating where to hit and how much to hit. And honestly, that hidden calculation will define the course of world politics for the next decade. Not full friendship, not full war, but controlled competition between two giant powers trying to avoid disaster while still protecting their own interests. Now the big question is, can they actually maintain that balance? Or is the world simply watching a temporary pause before the next major US-China confrontation begins? Because history has shown us, great powers rarely stay comfortable for too long. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.